This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, October 17th, 2025. Have you sent your pass the bill letter yet? Well, ask anyone who has done it. It takes just a few seconds to click on the website, enter your call sign, and click the submit button. Every licensed radio amateur in the United States is encouraged to follow the link from www.arrl.org/HOA and take part in ARRL's grassroots efforts to pass the Amateur Radio Emergency Preparedness Act. It will stop restrictive homeowners associations, HOAs, from preventing ham radio operators from installing antennas, enabling them to support community service efforts and avoid creating emergency communications deserts in neighborhoods where millions of Americans live. You can do your part in less time than it takes to have a QSO. Follow the link and send your letter today. Amateur radio operators serve their communities across the United States in many ways before and when all else fails, using their skills as communicators, their personal equipment, and the amateur radio service. The hams provide a needed boost to public safety radio systems. The 47th Bank of America Chicago Marathon, held on October 12, 2025, featured 55,000 runners from around the world. And for the 17th year, a team of 155 amateur radio operators from 6 states assisted the 2,000 medical personnel volunteering for the event. 100 ham radio operators were stationed at each of the 20-course medical tents and one medical hub. Lead medical communications spokesman Rob Orr, K9RST, said ham radio is important to the event, but it is just one small component to a very complex event that requires 10,000 volunteers to be successful. Ham radio has a unique role and works alongside the other specialty service groups required to support an event of this magnitude. We are grateful to the hams who have shared their expertise, their time, and resources over the years. The event has shown the public, the city officials, and the runners that ham radio is very much alive and doing well in Chicago. Edward F. Ed Hare Jr., W1RFI, who spent decades as an employee of ARRL, has become a silent key. He died on October 10, 2025. Hare first earned his amateur radio service license as a teenager and was active in ham radio throughout his life. He was an average QRP, low power operator, earning his Worked All State certificate with 250 milliwatts on CW. After an industry career in product testing, he came to work for ARRL in 1986. During his tenure, Hare led the technical aspects of many important advocacy efforts taken on by the ARRL lab, including the successful fight against broadband over power line, known as BPL. He retired from ARRL as laboratory manager in 2023, but continued to serve in the lab as a volunteer until the time of his passing. He frequently mentored members of the ARRL staff on improving their operating skills and encouraged them to grow as radio amateurs. He was especially fond of creating new CW operators. Hare was a member of the ARRL Diamond Club and the A1 Operators Club. The ARRL Board of Directors bestowed the ARRL Technical Merit Award on Hare in 2008 for his work on BPL, an honor that before Hare was last awarded in 1976 and has not been given since. You can read more about Ed Hare and his funeral details at ARRL.org. The ARRL Year of the Club website contest is now calling for submissions. A club website can keep members informed of news and upcoming events, keep them interested between meetings and activities, teach them about ham radio skills and technology, or even make them laugh, remember, or set up an operating goal. The sky's the limit here. As part of ARRL's Year of the Club celebration in 2026, ARRL wants you to see your club's website. Enter the club website contest for the chance to have your website honored in QST. The club website contest is open to ARRL-affiliated clubs that maintain a club website. Winners will be notified in May of 2026 with awards presented at the Huntsville Hamfest in August 2026. And winners will be announced in the 2026 issue of QST as part of ARRL's Year of the Club celebration. And don't forget submission details Friday, January 30th, 2026, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And once you send your submission form, you may update the content, the text, the images, and the data on your website as needed per your club's normal operations, but you may not make significant changes to the site's structure or functionality until April 1st, 2026. As part of a much larger overhaul focused on deleting nearly 400 obsolete wireless regulations, the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, has announced plans to delete or modify four minor provisions of Part 97. ARRL's Washington Council has reviewed the proposal and agrees that the deletions are two obsolete rules and will have no impact on today's modern amateur radio service. One of the deletions was suggested by ARRL as part of an earlier FCC request for public input on rules ripe for deletion. The proposed regulatory changes are delete 97.27, 97.29, 97.315, and delete 97.521B and Appendix 2. The deletions will become effective 60 days after publication in the Federal Register. ARRL will continue to engage with the FCC, and more details are on our website at ARRL News. Another silent key to report this week, Doug Raymond, K4AC, former ARRL Southeastern Division Director, has passed away. He served on the ARRL's Board of Directors from 2014 to 2016. Details on his funeral can be found at ARRL.org. The ARRL School Club Roundup is now on contest online scoreboard. The operating event is being held October 20th through the 24th. The five-day event runs Monday through Friday from 1300 UTC Monday through 2359 UTC on Friday. A station may operate no more than 6 hours in a 24-hour period and a maximum of 24 hours of the 107-hour event. For more information on the event, visit www.arrl.org/school-club-roundup. The Williamsburg Area Amateur Radio Club in Williamsburg, Virginia, will operate special event station K4RC on October 18th from 1400 to 2000 Zulu, celebrating the 244th anniversary of the British surrender to the joint American and French forces under General George Washington in Yorktown, Virginia, on October 19, 1781. This ended the American Revolutionary War. Operation will be from the Charles E. Brown Park in Yorktown. Frequencies will be 7.265 MHz and 14.265 MHz. The Virginia Historic Triangle Certificate will be available for working the club's three annual special event operations in Jamestown in May, Williamsburg in July, and Yorktown in October. You don't need to make these contacts in the same calendar year. For a certificate, email QSO information from the three stations to qslmanager@k4rc.net. For additional information, visit https://www.k4rc.net. Boo! A night on Bald Mountain is coming your way. The Roadshow Amateur Radio Club, WA4TRS, will be live or unalive from the Bald Mountain Baptist Church Cemetery in Batcave, North Carolina, October 31st, 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Time until midnight. The special event is a chance to work a real live graveyard on Halloween night. All amateur radio operators are invited to come haunt the airways. Modes and bands will be CW phone digital on 40, 20, 15, 10, and 6 meters plus 2 meter phone. Exact frequencies will be announced during the event via DX Watch and DX Summit, and CW spots can be found on the Reverse Beacon Network. For more information on the Roadshow Amateur Radio Club, visit their club's Facebook website. The Roadshow Amateur Radio Club is an ARRL affiliated club. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. October 8th marked the 10th anniversary of the launch of AMSAT's first Fox 1 satellite, or AO85. It was operational for 4 years before battery failure. China, CAS-11, was listed as being on the Gravity 1 rocket launch per the IARU filing. However, CAS-11 was not on board the launch vehicle. We need to await an update on the launch of this satellite. There are a bunch of awards for satellite operators to earn from AMSAT, as well as the ARRL. The ARRL VUCC Award is for working 100 different grids over satellite with endorsements for more grids. AMSAT offers the reverse VUCC Award on satellite. This is for those that do a lot of traveling from many different grids. Thus far, earning the top spot is James ND9M with 494 reverse grids. Close behind him is Randy WI7P with 475 reverse grids. James has worked many of his grids on a ship, whereas Randy earned most of his driving throughout the United States. As we go to press, the AMSAT Symposium is taking place in Phoenix. I will have more news about this next week. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in Radio Sport this week, October 18th through the 19th, a lot of contests here. The 1010 International Fall Contest, CW. The New York QSO Party, CW Phone and Digital. The Worked All Germany Contest, CW and Phone. And the Stu Perry Top Band Challenge, that is CW. And remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events in your area. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions, October 23rd through the 26th. It's the HAMCOM Colorado 2025, hosting the ARRL Rocky Mountain Division Convention. That's in Grand Junction, Colorado. And on November 1st, the Stone Mountain Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Georgia State Convention. That's in Lawrenceville, Georgia. And remember to search the ARRL Ham Fest calendar and convention database to find more events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the SPARC, the Sportsman's Paradise Amateur Radio Club in Wakulla, Florida, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.